Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Ever wondered what it would be like to look after some of the world's most famous A-list celebrities if they walked through the door of your business? Well, that happened to Elaine Sims, who's from the Browmaster in Derry. Elaine, you had a fairly big star in with you over the Christmas period.
I did, yes. Uh-huh.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So tell us about your A-list.
Well, that's the third time I've done Courtney's Brows.
Courtney Cox, of course, from Friends and Scream and everything else that goes with it.
Uh-huh. She first came to me 2 years ago, just at the end of 2023. Her partner, Johnny McDade, is from the town, and I was recommended to her to come and have her brows done. And, she has been back twice since.
And what's she like? Tell us, Elaine.
Oh, she's lovely. She's lovely. She's very, very humble, and automatically you just feel at ease, you know, when you chat there. Yeah, she's lovely.
Did she ring up to make the appointment?
No, she actually got someone else to contact me on her behalf.
And when the
so
name...
That first day...
Go on
that
ahead.
That first day, I only got the text message at about 2 o'clock, and she was looking to come on at 4, so I didn't have much time to prepare. So, yeah, which was probably a better thing.
And when you saw Courtney Cox in the book, did you cop who it was?
Oh, I knew who it was.
Straight away.
I knew who it was. The person that had made the appointment, yeah, let me know who it was. She said that she was currently on my Instagram and loved the way I'd done brows and never seen brows like that before, and would there be any way that I could take her today? Because she was flying back out again the next day. So I said, yeah, no problem. And then she came back the following year, and then she came back then at Christmas. So she just said to me when she left there, she said, I'll never let anybody else near my eyebrows going. She says, you're the only person who's ever getting to touch my eyebrows in the future.
So you've been she's been with you 3 times, so in the last 2 years?
Yes. Yeah, she has been.
And I noticed you've there's a great photograph of yourself and Courtney Cox on your Instagram as well, Elaine. It's a huge endorsement.
Oh, it has been. It's been lovely. Like, I mean, the many people that have come from far and wide because they see that I do Courtney's brows.
Yeah,
you know, she has a massive following. So it is. It's a lovely compliment to me, I have to say.
Yeah, and of course, eyebrows are big business as well. I mean, I know many people who travel all over just to get them done. Yeah. So the fact she's travelling from where? The US now?
The US, I know, exactly.
Yeah,
I know.
Fantastic.
So I would love to go to the US tour someday, like, but you never know.
You
that
never know.
In the future.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, you're not the only Irish business who had an A-list celeb with you over the Christmas and New Year period. Because Frank O'Connor is the co-owner of O'Connor's Pub in Salthill in Galway. Frank, you too had a superstar DJ show up at the front door. You can hear me, Frank, you can. Have I got Frank? Is Frank with us? Bear with us for a moment. I don't know if you were looking at Fred Again's Instagram account over the past 2 days. If you were, you will know that Fred Again was in O'Connor's Pub in Salthill. It's a bar, well, he's not the only famous singer to have frequented the pub, because Ed Sheeran shot his Galway Girl video there. But Fred Again happened to be in Galway. I think there might have been some talk actually about a secret gig. Are you there, Frank? You can hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, perfect.
So,
hi, Andrea.
How did Fred Again end up in the pub?
It's kind of a wild one. 3 years ago, my son was at a concert up in Dublin, at one of his concerts in Dublin, and he brought an O'Connor's T-shirt, and he asked one of his staff, could he give it to Fred? It got to Fred. He sent a post to my son, listen, thanks for the T-shirt. My son was delighted, whatever. 3 years later, the rumours around town that Fred was spotted in around town the night before New Year's Eve. I think he was around the Keys and Chicoli's and these places around town. So my son sent a message to say, listen, we'd love to have you out. We'd give you a matching hoodie for your T-shirt. Heard nothing about it. On Christmas, or sorry, New Year's Eve, he sent a message to say, listen, I was over with a group of friends. Any chance of a table for 10 of them? So we were completely chock-a-block on New Year's Eve. So we said, listen, we'll try our best to see if we can help you out. he messaged back, says, I don't know, I might be staying around town. And he, between the jigs and the reels, 11 o'clock said, I'm coming. So he arrived. I met him, brought him in the back door. He was at the back exit at a table there. It just went absolutely crazy. People, the fact that he was in the pub, people were just trying to get over to talk to him and pictures with him and stuff. No, it worked out well because my house is right beside the pub, adjacent to the pub. So I ran into my missus and I said, listen, there's a chance that Fred again might be using the toilet in here. She said, who? And I said, whatever.
So, clean it up quick.
Yeah, so exactly. So it turns out that basically he picked Galway to ring in the new year. He picked Ireland, picked Galway to ring in the new year with his close friends. And we try and help, you know, make an experience as good for everyone that comes in. So
yeah.
I kind of looked after him, whatever. So basically, he rang in the new year there with his friends, and he was FaceTiming his sister and the baby and his parents and stuff like that. And it was fantastic. Like, there was a really good atmosphere, and people were actually, they weren't as bad. They were kind of letting him off because they knew he was actually he was just there enjoying it with his friends. So 12:30 came and it just got a bit bananas after. And I suggested, I ran down to my wife again. I said, listen, we need to bring these guys down to the house. Have we got any food? It was like a loaves and fishes job. So the 10 of them came down to the house. They set around, get the food, a few musical instruments around, took down barons and playing and this and to play it, whatever. But they were absolutely so nice. He's such a gentleman.
Like, yeah.
So, like, they even went as far, I tell you, Andrea, they even went as far as washing the dishes.
Ah, stop.
Stuff after.
You got, you the know, house cleaned with them.
Yeah.
Well, so, I'm looking here actually at a video on Fred again's Instagram account, and it must be then, this video must be in your kitchen then, is it? And there's the dresser
kitchen,
in the background. And
yeah, and the dog.
And there's Pringles all over the table and glasses.
Yeah, it's gas because one of the girls that my son Brian brought them down to the toilet back because they went out the back exit because it was just so busy and stuff. And one of the girls came back and said, Fred, you wouldn't believe it. He said, I'm after being in his house. And after I went to the toilet, I got a shot of Baby Guinness. And he goes, where is this though? You know, so they just had good fun. And then when they were leaving, they actually posed for a few photographs with the staff. We were on a cleanup because it was a really, really busy night.
Yeah,
and
they
posed for a few pictures and stuff like that. But he's a really, they're really, really nice guys.
Brilliant.
And it was great that they actually came to Galway to celebrate news.
Yeah.
But I mean, the rumours went around that he was going doing impromptu gigs and stuff, and you know, but I think it was just a personal thing. He just wanted to have a good New Year's, and I think he was kind of overwhelmed earlier in the night in Galway with a lot of people. So we tried to protect him as much as we could, like, and let him enjoy it. And I think from his experience, he had a good, he said, lovely.
Oh, well, by all accounts, his Instagram today is flooded with photographs inside the house. And he's a lovely picture up here. It must be your four boys, is it? O'Connor sons. It's a great story.
They're buzzing about the whole thing. But it's gas because he's actually very good friends with Ed Sheeran. He's done a lot of producing with Ed Sheeran. And I was kind of saying to him, I said, would you believe Fred, Ed was in this house as well, like, and he was laughing that because when he did his video that time, he used our house as well, just as a kind of a green room. Like, so I don't know, I keep kind of prompting these things on to my wife, kind of going, by the way, such and such is coming in. So listen, it's good fun. you know, like, we try and give the much hospitality as we can.
That's
brilliant.
It's brilliant. Yeah. It's absolutely fantastic to see it. It just shows you, like, off the back of something as simple as a message on Instagram, you know, inviting them to come, this for other businesses, something as simple as that, you know,
they could celebrate. And like a lot of people, as I said, a lot of people were really good, like they didn't, but just after 12:30, it just got a bit crazy. And I just said, there was people trying to, and I was afraid, you know, there's people pushing up and I was afraid it just got a bit uncomfortable. So I just suggested, listen, go out the back door, my house is next door, go in there,
Fair play to you, Frank. It's a brilliant story. Happy New Year. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us here today. That's Frank O'Connor, of course. O'Connor's Pub in Salt Hill in Galway. And Elaine Sims there, Browmaster in Derry.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. weekdays at midday on News Talk.